From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States says it cannot yet confirm an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader. A defense spokesman said a coalition airstrike near the town of al-Shaddadi targeted Georgian national Tarkan Betirishvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shishani or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of taking out a so-called high-value target as a way of defeating the IS group.
Pro-government newspapers in Turkey.
The United States.
The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head. The latest news follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed IS official Amir al-Absi, also known as Abu el-Athar. U.S. officials tell VOA they have not been able to confirm al-Absi's death. The U.S. government has added to the sanctions against the Lord's Resistance Army and the African rebel group's leader, Joseph Kony. The Treasury Department says the financial sanctions announced Tuesday are in response to the U.S. designated terrorist group's targeting of civilians in the Central African Republic. The department says that since December 2013, the group has killed, kidnapped, displaced, or committed sexual violence against hundreds of CAR residents, as well as looting or destroying civilian property. It also accused the group of trading in illicit diamonds and illegal elephant ivory in order to generate revenue. Kony is also wanted by the International Criminal Court for crimes and crimes against humanity. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's arrival in Israel Tuesday was overshadowed by more violence involving Palestinian attackers. An American was stabbed to death, a dozen Israelis wounded, as a man ran down the boardwalk of the port city Jaffa, attacking people before being shot dead. A short distance away, Mr. Biden met with former Israeli President Shimon Peres, who condemned Tuesday's violence and said successful peace talks are the only answer.
Terror leads to nowhere, neither to the Arabs nor to us. And the Arabs and us, the majority of the people, know there is no alternative to the two-state solution, which was supported and initiated by you, and we shall follow with all our strength and dedication to make from it a new reality, a reality of peace and hope for all the people here.
U.S. Vice President is set to meet Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu later Wednesday. A new public opinion survey released in Washington Tuesday shows nearly half Israeli Jews say Arabs should be expelled or transferred from Israel, according to a new survey. The poll released by the Pew Research Center found public opinion divided whether Israel can serve as a homeland for the country's Arab minority. In U.S. presidential politics, New York real estate developer Donald Trump added at least two more states to his column of Republican Party presidential primary victories, winning Mississippi and Michigan elections Tuesday.
This was an amazing evening. And to get these kind of numbers where they call them immediately is just something very special. So I want to thank the public. I want to thank the people of Michigan. I want to thank the people of Mississippi. And it is such a great honor.
On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton took Mississippi, but is in a tight race in Michigan with rival Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Voters also went to the polls in Idaho and Hawaii. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un claimed Wednesday on state-controlled media the North has successfully miniaturized nuclear warheads to be placed on intercontinental ballistic missiles. He emphasized their thermonuclear warheads. This follows earlier claims that Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test was a hydrogen weapon. Risk management consultant and former U.S. Air Force intelligence official Cedric Layton calls this a potentially ominous development.
If it is true that the North Koreans have actually miniaturized nuclear warheads, then this becomes a potential game changer for the countries not only in East Asia, but also for the countries in and around the Pacific Rim, and that includes the United States as well as Russia.
Layton says the Kim statement may be a reaction to recently expanded international sanctions approved by the UN Security Council. Nigeria and Switzerland Tuesday announced agreement to return more than $300 million in public funds told by the former military ruler Sani Abacha. The agreement came after a meeting in Abuja. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.